朋友们，大家早上好，
Brothers, sisters, good morning.
孩子们，哇，青少年们，哎，你们平安。
Youth, good morning.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的题目是持守真理。
Today, I'm going to share the topic of abiding in the truth.
它是出自约翰二书。
This come from the book, Second John.
你们知道约翰二书有几章吗？
Do you know how many chapters in Second John?
约翰二书事实上只有13节，只有一章13节啊。
The book of Second John only have one chapter, 13 verse.
这个使徒约翰啊，写了这个短信给教会啊，跟他们讲要行爱跟真理，同时要提防假教师。
Apostle John wrote a letter to the church to mention they need to abandon in the truth and be aware of false teacher.
还有我们信徒们要保守家园，保守自己的教会。
So he also asked Christian need to protect their church.
我不知道各位是不是有这个经验，就是你要跟孩子讲，在家里人啊，就是不要随便开门。
I don't know if everybody have this experience. You told your kids, do not open the door, for strangers.
总要看看到底是谁在敲门，
So first need to look who is knocking at the door.
是要开门接待呢，还是要拒之门外？要看看是谁。
So we need to decide, you need to open the door or close the door based on who is knocking at the door.
主要就是，当时在第一世纪的时候，有很多假教师在传异端。
During the early church, there are a lot of false teaching. They are spread heresy.
约翰告诉信徒们要小心，不要引狼入室。
So, Apostle John reminded the Christian be careful about those wolves.
不要让披着羊羔皮的狼跑进来了。
So don't let the wolf in sheepskin coming into our church.
因为只有13节啊，那我们打开圣经，大家打开圣经。如果你有手机的话，你可以打开手机上的圣经，好不好？约翰二书啊。
Let's open the book of Second John, only 13 verses. Let's open it.
我们在读这段经文以前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，谢谢你，
Dear Lord, thank you.
在这主日的早晨，你带领我们一起来学习你的话语。
So you lead us to listen to your word in this Sunday morning.
求你的灵充满恩典堂，
Please fill the church with your Holy Spirit.
让我们一起来到你面前的群羊，我们都能够学到你要跟我们讲的真理。
Let's come to in front of you and listen to your truth.
也叫我们能够持守真理。
In abiding your church, in the truth.
求你与乃培跟孙超弟兄同在，
Please, with Naipei and Brother Chow,
你的手触摸我们的口，你的手触摸大家的心，
please touch our mouths and touch everybody's heart.
让我们能够看到你话语的精义。
Let's hear your voice, word.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。
Amen.
好，我们一起来读这一段经文啊，我们把它分成四段啊。
Let's read this book.
约翰二书，做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太和他的儿女，就是我诚心所爱，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和他儿子耶稣基督在真理和爱心上 必常与我们同在。
Book of Second John, the elder to the lady chosen by God and her children, who I loved in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth. Because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever, grace, mercy, and peace from God and the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love.
我见你的儿女有照我从父所受之命令遵行真理的，就甚欢喜。太太啊，我现在劝你，你们大家要彼此相爱。这并不是我写一条新命令给你，乃是我们从起初所受的命令。我们照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见当行的，就是这命令。
It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one we have had for the beginning. I ask that we love one another, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As we have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love?
第7节，因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。你们要小心，不要失去你们所做的功，乃要得着满足的赏赐。凡越过基督的教训，不常守着的，就没有神；常守这教训，就有父又有子。若有人到你们那里不传这教训，不要接他们到家里，也不要问他的安，因为问他安的，就在他的恶行上有份。
Verse 7. I say this is because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world, and such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead of and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work.
第10节，我还有许多事要写给你们，却不愿意用纸墨写出来，但盼望到你们那里与你们当面谈论，使你们的喜乐满足。你那蒙拣选之姐妹的儿女都问你安。
Verses 12. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister, who is chosen by God, send their greetings.
这是3节，约翰写着《约翰二书》。我们知道，当时在第一世纪的时候，有很多假教师跟敌基督的出现。
So when John wrote this 13 verses, at that time in the first century in the church, there are a lot of antichrists and false teachers.
当时的教会的弟兄姐妹都很有爱心，他们都很乐意接待这个路过的福音。做福音事工的人。
At that time, brothers and sisters in church, they are very enthusiastic to welcome the guest from other place.
这些假教师拿着福音的旗帜，但是传讲的却是不承认耶稣道成肉身。
Those false teachers, they pretend they are the Christian, but they are not acknowledge Jesus is come in this world in flesh.
这些教会有爱心的接待 无形中变成是帮助这些异端的传播。
So brother system, they welcome them and somehow they become help those their wicked work.
所以，这个约翰写这个信，就是要提醒啊，这信徒们要小心，要提防这些佼佼师。
So Apostle John wrote this letter to remind the brothers sisters be careful about those false teachers.
我想把这13节的经文分成4个纲要来跟大家分享。
So I'm going to divide this 13 verse into four sessions.
第一个是诚心所爱，就是在真理中所爱的。
First session is called Love in the Truth.
第二是行在爱与真理中。
Second is the Walking in the love and the truth.
接下来是小心被迷惑。
Then the watch out deceivers.
那接下来我们讲到喜乐满足，
Last one is the joy be complete.
在这第一到第三节里面，刚刚读，大家在读的时候，不知道大家是不是注到，知道有几个字重复不断的出现。
So I don't know if you notice in the verse 1, 2, 3. There is a few words repeated in those verses.
在刚开始的2个字就是做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太。
At the beginning, John wrote, "The elder to the lady chosen by God and her children."
那写这封信的实际上是使徒约翰，
So, Apostle John wrote this letter.
他用长老的身份自称写这封信。
So he called himself an elder.
他是用一个牧人的心来关心。这个所谓拣选的太太，
So he was very care about the lady as a pastor.
那大部分的学者认为，这个拣选的太太指的是教会。
Lot of theologists think the lady is referred to the church.
所以，这个使徒约翰他用一个长老的心，一个牧羊的心来关心这个一个教会。
So actually, Apostle John is really care about the church.
他说他是诚心所爱，就是在真理里面，我爱这个教会。
So he mentioned he is sincerely in love and in the truth, love in the truth.
不但是约翰爱一切认识真理的人，也爱这个教会。
Not only him, everyone love in truth, love the church.
然后他说什么？我爱这个教会，我们爱这个教会是因为什么？因为真理的缘故。
He mentioned he loved the church because of truth.
那这个真理又是存在我们里面，而且会并永远与我们同在。
The truth actually already in us, also will with us forever.
在这爱与真理中，他引进了一个祝福，说恩惠、怜悯、平安。
In this love, he also introduced a blessing.
这样的祝福是从父神和耶稣基督
So
来的。
the blessings come from the God and also come from Jesus Christ.
在一个真理跟爱心的这个平台上基础上，会永远与我们同在。
On the platform of truth and love, it will with us forever.
他特别还用一个字，是必常与我们同在。
So he used also he say it's with us forever.
所以这边讲到的，并不是有可能与我们同在，而是一定与我们同在。
It's not only possibly with us, but also he mentions it's sure with us.
所以这边在这1到3节，你们知道真理跟爱的出现几次吗？
So do you know how many times truth appear in those three verses?
在这真理中，他爱这个教会。
In the truth, love the church.
有一个方式可以帮助我们了解，你在英文上面的话，你会看到他讲到这个真理，他前面有一个定冠词 the。
In the English, you can see there is a the in front of the truth.
我不知道孩子们有没有注意到，
I don't know if you notice that.
为什么要加一个 the truth？
Do you know why they put the D in front of truth?
我个人在读这个准备的时候，看到 一个神给我看见了，这个讲到这个真理，就是指的一个人。
So my personally understanding during I'm preparing, I understand the truth is point to one person.
那个人就是耶稣基督。
That person is Jesus Christ.
如果我们看了1到3节，我可以用圣经其他一段章经文来说这一句话的时候，这段解释的话就是在约翰福音14章6节。
Yeah, if there is a verse in Bible can explain this, and in the John chapter 14 verse 6.
对。耶稣说：“他就是道路，就是真理，就是生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
In the book of John chapter 14 verse 6 say, Jesus answered, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
”所以从这边我们就不难读出来这个1到3节的地方。哦，是因为耶稣的关系，我们彼此相爱。
So we can understand in these three verses, because of Jesus, we love each other.
对，那我们因此能够成为一家人，是因为耶稣基督的关系。
Because of Jesus, we become one family.
那在这里面，我还看到了一段经文，跟1到3节是非常的联系，就是约翰福音1章14节。
Also, I found one Bible verse really similar, very related to these three verses. It's the book of John, chapter 1 and verse 14.
就是道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
John verses chapter 1 verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who come from the Father, full of grace and truth.
对，我们见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。这里讲到了道成的肉身，就是神父神，道神耶稣基督取了人的样式来到我们中间，住在我们中间。
So Jesus come to this world as a human and live in among us.
就是在第二节讲到这真理存在我们中间，在我们中间。
So just like mentioned in the verse 2, the truth is in us.
然后第三节讲到的恩惠、怜悯、平安，是从父神跟他儿子耶稣基督，来的。
So the verse 3 mentioned the grace, mercy, and peace that come from the God and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son.
约翰敲了这三个祝福，我觉得相当有意思。
Apostle John mentions three blessings here. Really interesting.
这恩惠就是我们不配得了，我们得到了。
Those blessings were not worthy to have those, but we got it.
怜悯就是我们该得的，神给我们免去的；我们该得的惩罚，神说不用了，免去了。
Mercy means the sum of the punishment forgiven by God.
这个平安。是哪里都找不到了，只有在父神跟耶稣基督里面，我们有了真正的平安。
Peace, we only can find the true peace in Jesus Christ.
从这里，我想跟大家分享一点，就是在这个地方，从1到3节，我看到了一个蒙福的家庭。
So here, actually, I see there is a blessed home,
或者说，那个蒙福的教会，
blessed church.
大家看到这1到3节有什么特别的特点在里面没有？
Do you see any special in these three verses?
有爱是不是？
Love.
他讲了5次的爱啊，
He mentioned five times.
还有呢，一定有的真理嘛，是不是？
Truth, of course.
他重复至少有5次哦。可能还不止5次，有5次的真理。
At least more than five times in the three verses.
啊，我们知道有父神，
God the Father,
还有耶稣基督，
Jesus Christ,
还有神的儿女，是不是？
Children of God,
还有祝福、
a blessing,
恩惠、怜悯、平安。
grace, mercy, and peace.
哇，有这么多好处，在这个蒙福的家庭、蒙福的教会里面。
So many blessings in this blessed family.
啊，这些东西不只是同在，
Not only together,
而且常常在，
but also always,
而且永远在。
and also forever.
我要住在这个家里。
Yeah, I want to live in this home.
我不知道大家有没有想到，我也要住在这个家里。
Yeah, I don't know if everybody want to live in this house.
如果我在恩典堂能够找在这一句话，把这个三节讲出来的话，你知道在什么地方我找到了吗？
Yeah, if we put this together, do you know there is a word in our church? Do you know where is that word?
在教育中心有一段话。
In education building, we have a sentence over there.
因着耶稣，我们成为彼此相爱的一家人。
Because of Jesus, we are blessed family and love one another.
约翰二书十三节，我想大家都很熟。
Yeah, in the second John, verse 13.
不是，13，这一段经文1到3节之间。
Oh, in this verse 1 to 3.
我这次发现了，竟然有那么多美好的话语在里面。
Yeah, I was just realized there's so many beautiful words there.
但这些都是因为耶稣成就的。
All this is because of Jesus Christ.
我希望恩典堂不断的在这蒙福，是个不断蒙福的教会里面。
Yeah, I believe our church continue to be a blessed church.
接下来，我们来看看从4到6节，他怎么讲？
Let's continue verse 4 to 6.
他说：“我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命令遵行真理的，就甚欢喜。
It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us.
”他说。第5节讲到太太啊，我现在劝你，你们大家要彼此相爱。这并不是我写一条新命令给你，乃是我们从起初所受的命令。
Verse 5, and now, dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning.
接下来说，我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见当行的，就是这命令。
And this is the love, and we walked in obedience to his commands.
我们想到这个家建立了，是不是？
So we know the our family is established.
就在刚刚这边讲了，我们家是这样，是不是？不是放在那里就不动它了。
Yeah, our family just like this slide.
约翰跟我们讲了要行，这边出现了好多要我们去做，要照着父神所受的命令去遵行真理。
So Apostle John also asked us to practice follow the truth.
他们要我们行，要我们什么？行在父的命令里面，
So follow God's command.
而且他说这个话是对太太讲的，我想有可能是对姐妹团契讲的，或许
Yeah, he also mentioned this is to the ladies.
在恩典堂可能不用跟姐妹团契讲，因为他们真是彼此相爱，又是非常爱真理。
In our church, we don't even need to remind our sisters. In our church, our sisters love each other so much.
应该是没有问题，应该跟弟兄团契讲。
We should not have a problem, but I think it's maybe to our brothers.
他说：“我见这个儿女们，你们儿女们有照这样行的。你在英文上看到一个字，就是很有意思。他说是有一些的孩子，some of your children，有一些孩子这么说。
Yeah, you can find in this verse they mention some of your children walking in the truth.
所以约翰的眼睛有看到啊，他听到哦，还是有一些我们要去关心他。
So Apostle John maybe also noticed there is a Some of children need a reminder.
他说：“我们要照父从父神所受之命令遵行真理的。那父神给我们什么命令呢？”
So he say we need to follow Father's command to follow the truth. So what command Father gave to us?
有谁记得在约翰一书他讲过这样的命令吗？
Anyone remember in the first John, he mentioned that.
在约翰一书3章23节，
In the first of John, chapter three, chapter
verse
three.
23，约翰一书3章，他讲说，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，并且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
First John chapter 3, verse 33. And this is his command to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another.
所以
As,
我们是要想到我们要彼此相爱，没有错。
yeah, we know we need to love each other.
那他还跟我们讲，我们要信神儿子耶稣基督的名。
Also, he mentioned we need to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ.
对，我想再倒回去讲到我们彼此相爱的根源是什么？
So let's go back to see what is the roots of our love each other.
我们彼此相爱是有一个根源，就是耶稣，就是神先爱了我们。
We love each other because God loved us first.
在约翰一书4章10到11节讲到，
In book of First John chapter 4
说不
verses
是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
This is the love, not that we love God, but that He loved us.
神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
So God loved us and sent His Son, anointing sacrifice for our sin.
我们知道，我们看到神的爱，所以我们知道，我们神这样爱我们，我们彼此相爱。
So that's why we see God love us so much. So we should love each other.
所以爱是有个根基，是有个根源的。
So love is a it has a foundation.
就是从耶稣基督这个真理来的。
The foundation is the come from Jesus Christ.
所以就是这样，我们知道，我们去爱弟兄姐妹。
So that's the foundation we it is the foundation we love the brothers sisters.
所以这段经文中不断的提到，要我们要遵行，要去行。
So in those verses also keep mention we need to follow and obey.
在约翰二书之前有个约翰一书，是不是？
Yeah, before the second John, there is a book of first John.
对，约翰一书3章18节告诉我们，我们相爱不要存在言语跟舌头上，要行，只要要总要行在行为跟诚实上。
In the first John, they mentioned we love each other not only on the word, but also need to be in our deed and the practice.
你们可能会想说，乃培这些你讲的到现在，我都知道啊。
Some people say maybe this, we all know this.
但是约翰不断的跟我们提醒啊，哎，他也跟我们讲，甚至耶稣自己也跟我们讲了，听了他的教训以后，啊，听了神的教训，耶稣说的话就去行的，就像好像一个聪明的人把房子盖在磐石上。
So, Apostle John keep mention and remind us, just like in Jesus told us. Therefore, everyone who hear those words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
你要你的房子不经过，不因为风吹雨打就倒塌的话，我们要把神的话行出来。
So if we follow God's word, our house will not fall down in the storm.
我们听神的命令，遵行神的话。
We follow God's command, obey God's word.
放到行动上来。
We need to put this into practice.
讲了该做了以后，这个约翰讲的说：“你要小心啊。
After he mentioned what we need to do, then Apostle John also remind us be aware of.
但是十三节的经文中间，哪一节是中间的经文呢？
In those 13 verses, which verse in the middle?
开始你谈到山峰的第七节，是不是？
Yeah, the verse 7 is on the top of the hill.
哇，这约翰跟大家讲，注意哦，因为世上有许多迷惑的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的第七节。
So Apostle John in the verse 7, he may remind us. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world.
我常在想，为什么这句话那么的关键？
I always thinking why this verse is so important.
约翰就感到，这个不认道成肉身的耶稣基督道成肉身就是敌基督，就这么一句话，道成肉身是何等的重要。
So John mentioned here, anyone who does not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in flesh is the Antichrist.
不认耶稣基督道成肉身，这是基督信仰的一个致命伤。
So this is a fatal 致命伤。
致命伤就会瓦解掉整个教会，这个信仰。
Fatal.
It will destroy the entire Christianity.
Yeah, if you not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in flesh.
所以约翰不断提醒他们要注意这个事情，这件事异端。
So Apostle John keep remind them, be careful about this.
我们看一下，我看看哈啊，所以这边在当时啊，他不承认耶稣道成肉身啊，对不起，我今天这个 slide，主要是当时有一个主义叫诺斯底思想。
At that time, there is one of the theory they call Gnosticism.
这样的思想进入了教会，跟教会讲说，耶稣并不是真正的人。
Those thoughts coming into church, they deny Jesus is a
完全的人，孤
100%
立的，
human.
对。所以耶稣如果不是完全的人的话，那问题就大了。
If they deny Jesus is 100% human,
那谁为我们赎罪呀？
so that will cause a lot of problem. So who will sacrifice for us?
我们的罪就没有办法得到赦免了。
So our sin cannot be forgiven.
他不相信他是人，所以他也不相信他的死，不相信他的复活了。
If they don't believe He's human. They don't believe his death and his salvation,
Resurrection，
resurrection.
对。同样，他不承认他道成肉身的话，他就是不是，也不是神啊，他不是道成了肉身。
So that way, Jesus is not a
无
God.
力高，所以这是很大的一个问题。
This is a huge problem.
另外，这个思想，诺斯底思想，他们相信这个错误是，他相信救赎是透过知识，而不是透过信心。
Also, Gnostics, they believe salvation is through knowledge, not from faith.
我在圣经，在这个其他的。牧师啊，一个叫任运生牧师，上面他的一段话里面抄录下来了啊。为什么基督的道成肉身是必须的？
So I quote some of the writing from a pastor Ren.
我想跟大家过一下，大家可以看一下啊。他说，如果耶稣不是，耶稣道成肉身是什么？是成就神为人预备的赦罪救恩。
So why Jesus Christ's incarnation is so necessary? First, to accomplish the forgiveness and salvation God has prepared for mankind.
他彰显神至高神的荣耀与美善，
to demonstrate the beauty and glory of the Most High God.
他成就大祭司，体恤人的软弱。
To become a high priest who sympathizes with human weakness.
他为人树立完美生活的榜样。
To set an example of the perfect life for mankind.
所以，耶稣是完全的人，他在世上的生活都可以成为我们的榜样。
So Jesus is 100% human. So his life in this world become our example.
他道成肉身，成为人跟之间唯一的中保。
He become the only mediator between man and God.
我们是可以回到神面前，就是因为唯一就是靠着耶稣基督。
So that's why we can come back to the God is through Jesus Christ.
他是神的儿子，他是羔羊，他是我个人的救主。
He's a son of God. He's a sheep. Also, he's our savior.
是这是他列出来的。
That's a pastor Len listed here.
那么回到前面刚刚讲到的经文，那在接下来他说：“你们要小心，不要失去你们所做的功，乃要得着满足的赏赐啊！凡越过基督的教训不常守的，就没有神；常守这教训，就有父又有子。”
So let's go back to the scripture, verse 8. Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully.
所以这边跟我们讲到，不承认道成肉身是假基督异端，非常严重的问题。
So not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. It's a big problem.
另外一个问题就是，这些教导他们越过了耶稣基督的教训。
So another problem is they go ahead of teaching.
像对于这些的教导、这些教训，我们不要接待，也不要问安。
So if we are not welcome those false teacher,
就是把它拒之门外。
yeah, close the door.
你可能会想说，乃培，那如果这样子的话，这些迷失的羊不是更需要去关心它吗？
So you may ask, Brother Nai Pei, do we need more care for those lost sheep?
在圣经上不是有好多经文都告诉我们要彼此互相款待，不发怨言吗？
So there are a lot of verse in scripture mention we need to be love each other and be take care of each other.
在彼得前书、在提摩太前书、在罗马书都有这样的记载。
In book of a lot of place in book of Timothy and in First Peter, they mention a lot of place.
叫我们要乐意接待远人，客要以美的款待。
So offer hospitality to one another.
那到底什么样是接待的准则？
So what is the standard to accept people?
我画了一张图，
Yeah, I draw a diagram here.
这个标准就是说，他是不是在真理中？
So the standard here is the if he is in the truth.
他如果不在真理中的话，那就要小心，要提防假教师啦。
So if he's not in the truth, we need to watch out the false teachers.
那提防假教师，这什么拒之门外嘛？是不是？
So we need to reject and we close the door.
那如果是符合真理的，我们怎么样呢？
If in the truth, then
彼此相爱，
love one another.
款待他。
We need a hospitality.
马上，我们教会就可能9月份要接待一群，从加拿大来的要传福音的弟兄姐妹。
So our church in September, we will welcome a group of brothers and sisters from Canada.
我们要热情地接待他们。
Yeah, we need to be hospitality.
不接待这些假教师，在圣经里面讲到是，我们要非常的小心。
Yeah, in the Bible, how we're not,
或者甚至有一些破坏基督徒的人，我们要特别的防范他，是吧？
Yeah, we need to be very careful for some of the anti Christ.
在圣经上有个记载，大家记不记得这个故事？亚拿尼亚接待保罗的事情。
Do you remember in the Bible there is a scripture about Ananias to welcome Paul?
使徒保罗原来是一个破坏基督徒的一个法利赛人，是不是？
Apostle Paul used to be Felicia to prosecute Christian.
对，当他在接受主耶稣光照呼召他的时候。
After he accepted Jesus, after Jesus shine a light on him,
And calling him，
calling him.
对，他来服侍，结果他神告诉亚拿尼娜，你要去接待保罗。
So Lord told Ananias to welcome Paul.
对，亚拿尼娜回答了这句话，在《使徒行传》9章13节啊，他说：“主啊，我听见许多人这人啊，保罗怎样的在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒。”
So in Acts chapter 9 and verse 13, there is a scripture. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem.
亚拿尼亚提防保罗，但是神跟他讲这句话了以后，他接待了保罗。
So Ananias, after he, Lord told his gave his this word, Ananias welcomed Paul.
所以我这里看见是我们恩典堂必须要提防假教师。
So, what I see here in our church, we need to be aware of the false teachers.
我们不容许错误的教导的教师来到恩典堂来教导群羊。
So, we're not allow false teacher come to our church to teaching here.
除非神有很明显的跟我们讲怎么做。
Unless Lord specifically told us.
不管是我们来这边学功课，我们必须很清楚这是神的意思。
Whatever he come here do, even his learning from here, we need to be
Very careful。
very careful.
但是我们爱灵魂的心是不会减少的。
But we love each other, that this is not decrease.
对，特别是爱灵魂的心，不是，是爱他的人，可以不爱他的教导，但是我们必须要爱灵魂，就像神爱我们一样。
We need to love each other, even though we don't like his teaching. We need to still love each other, just like God loves us.
但是要防范他的教导
Be careful about his teacher.
啊！那刚刚讲到还有另外一个问题是超越基督啊，耶稣基督的教训啊。
There is another thing mentioned here is go beyond the teaching of Jesus Christ.
我想列下几点跟大家分享，
Yeah, I will list some few points here.
特别是在教会的教导上面，我们要小心现今世代对爱与真理的挑战。
Really, especially in this world, the challenge to love and truth in the church.
我们看到世俗化的教导侵入了教会，
So we can see the intrusion of the secularization into our church.
哎，其他教会都这么做嘛，我们也没关系，我们也可以这样做。
So we will say, all the other church is doing this way. We can do the same way.
记得先问问神，看看圣经上怎么教导，
So we need to check the Bible first.
不要越过耶稣基督的教训。
So we need to not go beyond the teaching of Jesus Christ.
是所有的教会的事工必须要经过耶稣基督的教训，
We need to continue the teaching of Jesus Christ
必须要透过 through，
through Jesus Christ's
透过
teaching.
耶稣基督的教训，必须要在耶稣基督的教训里面。
Need to be in Jesus teaching of Jesus Christ.
任何教会的事工没有耶稣在里面的，不要在教会举行。
Activity, if it's not in Jesus Christ, we not recommend in the church.
第二个是个人主义的盛行。
Second one is individualism prevailing.
特别是我们目前没有牧师的情形。
Especially in our church, we don't have pastor right now.
我们要小心，并不是说每个人讲的都对。
We'll be very careful. It's not everyone's teaching is correct.
每个人的观点都非常的重要。
Everyone's opinion is important.
我们要彼此相爱，彼此尊重，没有错。
This is not wrong. We love each other. We respect each other.
但是我们要有寻求真理的心，必须要在真理中。
We need to seeking the truth. Everything must be in the truth.
我们要小心，不要过分的追求客观的知识，而忽视了亲身的见证。
So we need to be careful not to pursue objective knowledge and ignore the personal witnessing.
亲身的经证跟神的关系非常的重要。
Personal witnessing and the relationship to the God is very important.
我在准备这个圣经，大概准备了一个月，准备今天的信息。
I prepared today's sermon about a month.
我跟我太太讲，我大概准备至少有4到5个版本。
I have to prepare at least 4 to 5 versions.
神的话是如此的丰富，
So God's word is so abundant.
当我们仔细的去看的时候，让每一句话都是一个很好的主题，
If we read carefully, every word can become a topic.
而且特别是在渐进的世界，好多好多的工具可以帮助你准备。
Yeah, in this world, there are so many tools can help you to prepare.
牧师人讲的到处都是，特别在网络上。
Yeah, on the internet, you can see so many gold speech by lot of pastors.
你可以想说，我根本不用来教会，我只要在网站上打开，有中文有英文的都有啊。
Yeah, sometimes you can think, oh, I can go to the internet to see. There is an English version and the Chinese version.
而且他们都讲得很好啊。
Yeah, and also they have a this we have a good sermon speech.
我最近还发现的工具不只是人讲，而且是机器讲得很好啊。
Recently, I also found not only human but machine can generate that.
你们现在是 AI 太厉害了。
Now it's so powerful, the AR tool.
我就提醒我自己，不要偏重 AI 而越过圣灵的感动。
So I'm remind everybody here, don't emphasize on AI and over the Holy Spirit.
这个 AI 人工智慧只是可以是我们的工具。
The AI, we can use AI as a tool.
你可以跟他讲，他可以跟你答。
You can chat with, ask a question, he will give you answer.
而且还讲得又快又准呢。
Yeah, sometimes he gave a very accurate answer.
我说 AI 啊，我在圣经里面听过一句话说，真理的圣灵出自哪里？
I ask AI, the there is a word, 真理的，
圣灵，哎，the truth of Holy Spirit，
the truth of Holy Spirit. Can you give me the verse?
这句话出在哪里？
So where the this word come
我跟
from?
你讲，《约翰福音》14章第6节。
So this is come from Book of John.
哇哦，那我找圣经就变得很方便了，是吧？
So AI can search the Bible so fast and convenient.
在今天这个约翰20讲到很多真理，到底真理是什么？
So today we talk a lot of truth. So what is the truth?
AI 可以跟你讲很多故事，
So AI tool can found a lot of story in the Bible for you.
哎，讲的蛮有道理的。
Some of them are really make sense.
求神赐给我们属灵的智慧，能够分辨什么是真理。
So let's pray for the God to give us wisdom to tell what is the real truth.
这个约翰在最后12:13讲到说，他还有他不想多写了，因为他这个短信就像我们出去写一张明信片给我们的家人一样。
So at the end, Apostle Paul say, I don't want to use paper and ink.
他盼望能够当面跟这些弟兄姐妹相聚。
He hoped to visit the brothers sisters face to face,
来分享真理，来享受主里的喜乐。
to share the truth and enjoy the happiness in God.
对，他也关心，还有一些迷失的羊。
He also really care about a lot of lost sheep.
第四节，他说他听到有一些弟兄姐妹遵行神的话语，他很高兴，非常的喜乐。
He's very happy when he heard a lot of brothers sisters follow God's command.
但当大家聚在一起的时候，他的喜乐满足了。
When we get to gathering face to face, we rejoice for.
大家能够在一起彼此问安。
So say hello to each other.
所以今天的纲要，我再跟大家过一下。刚开始他讲到，在真理中所爱的弟兄姐妹，诚心所爱。
Yeah, let me summarize today's sermon. First is the love in the truth.
这样讲在行在爱跟真理中。
Walking in the love and truth.
接下来讲在小心不要被迷惑了。
Watch out, deceivers.
最后他讲到彼此见面，喜乐得到满足。
Last, he mentioned joy be complete.
真理是真爱的根基。
The truth is the foundation of true love.
真爱在乎遵行真理，并拒绝异端。
The true love is to walk in the truth and reject heresy.
持守真理，必得享满足的喜乐。
Abiding in truth will bring your full joy.
最后，我还想跟大家分享一句在生活上的应用。
Last, I'm going to share with everyone the practice in our life.
这是我读经的感动。
This is moving. After read the Bible,
神的话不是死的，神的话是活的。
God's word is a living thing.
神的话不是只是高谈阔论，挂在天空。
God's word is not just speech.
神的话可以放在我们的生活中。
God's word can be used in our life.
我看到了一个蒙福的教会，一个蒙福的家，也是我所向往的。
I see a blessed home and blessed church.
我希望把这些美好的神的讯息能够传给我们下一代。
So I wish I can pass this blessing message to our youth, to our next
一
generation.
到三节讲到家的一个特点，一个蒙福家的特点。
So verses 1 to 3 is mentioned the character of a blessed home.
有爱，有真理，
Love and truth,
有恩惠、怜悯、平安。
your grace and mercy and peace.
这些祝福不只是现在在，而且常常在，而且永远同在。
So those blessings not only with us, it's always with us and forever with us.
我们要维护我们的家。
We need to protect our home.
要遵行神的命令，
You know, follow and obey the truth.
要提防受骗。
Be aware of being deceived.
我们要攻，我们要守。
We need to be attack, also we need to be defense.
特别是孩子们，你要教导他们，要教导我们的孩子，要攻，要守。
We need to teach our children the offense, also need to know how to defense.
我们要追求卓越，
追求。
追求卓越，be the best，
We need to try to be best.
尽我们的力做到最好。
Try our best to the end.
但是我们要小心，我们要必须在真理中。
We need to be careful. We need to be in the truth.
世界上太多引诱，
There are so many temptations in this world.
不要上当。
Don't be fooled.
这样我们可以享受家里的喜乐。
So that's why we can enjoy the joys of our home.
秘诀在哪里？因着耶稣，
What's the secret? Secret is because of Jesus.
就是那个真理，
And in the truth.
就是那个真理，我们要守住。
Abiding the truth.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，谢谢你赐给我们这段话语。
Thanks, Lord, to give us this word.
让我们时时行在爱与真理中。
So let us always walk in your truth.
让我们持守真理，提防异端。
Let's bound in the truth and be aware of the deceivers.
让我们的家可以在你里面享受那满足的喜乐。
Let our home to enjoy your joyfulness.
我们将祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.